Well, the debate about raw milk and the ability to consume it continues to go through the state legislature with a House bill now underway, and this past week hearings discussing that bill. Joining me, one of the proponents of the raw milk legislation, Warren Bile, who's leading the group Citizens Against Milk Prohibition. Warren, you spoke before the House Agriculture Committee in support of the bill. Talk to us about why your group is pushing this legislation.
We're pushing this legislation because raw milk has been available in Ohio for the past 200 years, and just in 2003 did it not become available for Ohioans to consume. The law was actually passed in 1997, which put that prohibition in place, and there were a number of farmers that were able to continue selling that, with the last one giving up its license in 2003. And we wanted to see that reinstated, obviously, because most of the people that currently consume raw milk believe that it's better for them than pasteurized milk. And obviously, there's a large number of consumers in Ohio that are consuming the raw milk currently. The Amish population would be the biggest group. And so that's why we wanted to get that squared away, because the law doesn't reflect what's currently happening.
Warren, a lot of folks who are commentating on the issue kind of lump this in with the trend in the state for a higher interest in organic foods, natural foods. Is it fair to lump this debate in with that group, or is this a separate debate that stands on its own merits?
I would say that we partner with that. I mean, the people looking to that greater motion that's happening across the nation of people moving to a more natural food products, less processed, we're a part of that.
One of the questions becomes whether or not there are health benefits or potential health risks to consuming unpasteurized milk. Talk to us about what your group is promoting in terms of any research that's available to support the health benefit claims of raw milk proponents, and kind of give us your perspective there.
Well, the majority of the health claims, the best place for those come directly from those people that are receiving the benefit from the raw milk. As far as studies, the majority of the studies that identified those health benefits were done when the major raw milk, pasteurized milk debate happened back in the 30s and 40s. Since then, it's been very difficult to get studies funded because the position of the FDA and the USDA is that no one should consume raw milk, so that when people and doctors and researchers go to get grant money to do studies on the benefits of raw milk, it's very difficult for them to get that money. So we're looking to try to get funding from, you know, private sources so that we can get that, because the argument that the science isn't there is a kind of weak argument when they've chosen not to support those studies that would give that clear distinction.
Now, on the other side of the coin, those groups are opposed to the concept of drinking raw milk because of the health risks, the different pathogens that may find themselves at home in raw milk. Are those valid concerns?
Well, they are valid concerns because, you know, all food has a potential to be dangerous. And obviously, pasteurization is a process that helps eliminate that risk. But it's not the only way that you can help eliminate that risk. I mean, there's a farmer in California that sells. He's the largest raw milk farmer. He's been in business for 7 years. He's able to sell his products all through California in health food stores. And I think in the past 7 years, he's sold 30, 40 million servings of raw milk and never had an issue. So obviously there is a way to do it right and safe. It's just that the opponents think that there's only one way for things to be done safely, and that's through pasteurization.
Pasteurization has been around for a long time, and it would appear, you know, on the surface to be a fairly innocuous procedure, but some of the different websites and blogs I've read promoting raw milk have had some unkind things to say about pasteurization as a process. What's the stance of your group on pasteurized milk?
Well, what's been happening is we've been finding out. I mean, I worked on a dairy farm as a kid across the street from where I grew up, and my parents bought pasteurized milk, and I drank raw milk when I was working on the farm, and I didn't know that there was a significant difference, because that's what the USDA and FDA would want you to believe, that there isn't a significant difference. But what's been found in some of the studies that have been able to be done is that there's lots of micronutrients, and they're finding out that even though the proteins are in the milk, that they're being damaged by the process. And even though when you look at maybe a gross nutritional value type of perspective, which is what they do, they look at fat content, they look at protein content, and they're virtually similar, that when you look deeper, you know, things are being destroyed. And how that's being supported, that there is a difference, is that, well, I mean, as we heard at the hearings at the State House, people are coming up there saying, look, you know, this is helping me, I feel healthier, you know, this is better for me. So obviously there is a difference. Hopefully we can get studies, and we'd love it if Ohio would help fund some of those studies to really identify that distinction.
Warren, one last question. When folks talk about the health risks, and recently there were some stories that got a lot of airplay about young folks who, you know, contracted salmonella, something of that ilk, and died, the concern became, well, if you as an adult want to consume raw milk, maybe that is your right as a American, but if you're a parent, is it your right to put your children in a risky situation by, you know, forcing them to consume raw milk? What are your thoughts about those concerns?
Well, that gets to the bottom of the issue. The people that are promoting raw milk or that want it for themselves, they think that is their choice. And they understand the risks, and they aren't just going to go get raw milk from anywhere. Actually, the bill is extremely restrictive in how the raw milk sales would take place, much more restrictive than any other food that you would see being sold. So we realized that we don't want just an unsuspecting consumer to grab raw milk, drinking it, expecting that it's pasteurized milk or something else. But those people do believe there's a choice. The opponents, or they should have a choice. The opponents, on the other hand, say no. They basically say someone like the government is smarter than parents in making that decision, and that the government should protect all kids whether their parents want them to or not. And that really gets to the crux of the issue here.
Warren Biles with the Citizens Against Milk Prohibition. If you want to learn more about the concerns, you can visit their website, rawmilk.org.